KB4 CPA Mobile.
KBA, this is KC4 SKD. I know I've talked to you before, but I can't remember your name.
Let me check my driver's license and I can tell you my name. David, and I believe yours is Larry, or am I not correct?
My name is Larry, yeah. Headed home from work. Today's my half day, so hope you're doing okay. I got some work I need to do, but it's outside, and I'm just not in the mood to do that today with the temperature like it is.
You know, I can't say that I blame you, because, I'm taking some boxes to the recycle place over on Stone Avenue, and the wind just murder. I could probably stand the temperature, but the wind just is, that's what gets me. And so I've got on, size of shirt and sweater. I've got on an overcoat, a thick overcoat that does a pretty good job.
What I gotta do is change the fuel filter on my truck. So I'm gonna be lying on my back underneath the truck. And I don't wanna do that inside the garage because I'm gonna spill gas. That's just too dangerous inside the garage there.
I know what you mean. I've changed a lot of them, and being able to stand under the vehicle and use the oil drain thing that we have, I put a pan on top of it. Usually a little bit of gas got spilled, some of it maybe got on me, which, wasn't any fun. And it's a good thing to do. About every 30,000 miles, it allows the fuel pump to not have to work so hard.
The check engine light's on, and the code I'm reading on the truck, it's a Toyota Tacoma with a V6. And I looked it up on the internet, and the procedure that I'm going through troubleshooting, they said it's one of the most difficult ones to troubleshoot and fix on that type vehicle. So if you look up the code, you got to do, if one don't work, try the next one. So I started with the cheapest and easiest first.
Sure, I had the repeater. I was stopped on Wade Hampton, and this is a real noisy area I'm in right here. I'm probably, it's noisy. what's your code? Have you pulled your code on your data link connector?
I got it on my phone because I took a picture of it, and I don't remember the number, but anyway, it's something to do with an air/fuel ratio sensor not reading correct. It's running too lean. There's a number of things that can cause that, but they said that's one of them, but you don't want to keep operating the vehicle in that condition because it can damage something.
Well, yeah, a lean code, a lot of times, the simplest, I always start with the basics, and, it's just open the hood sucking air. And, you know, if it's idling high, then you can go around with a can of a spray can of a brake clean and just spray around suspicious areas, you know, anywhere around the intake gasket and maybe some places that you can't get your hand to, but you want to check. And, you know, and if your idle goes down, then, you know, that's where the vacuum leak is. And that can set a lean code.
I already had the mechanic, and he did just what you're talking about. And another thing that it could be is a short or an open in the wiring harness between the sensor and the computer. Well, I checked that. I took the dash apart till I got to the computer and then pulled the connector off of it and owned out all the wires. Checked for opens and shorts, and all this checked good. I even put the meter on it, and I got under and wiggled the cables to see if it was intermittent. And all this checked.
What did the guy that looked at it, was he looking at the bids on the computer to see if the short-term, oh God, what do they call it? It's been too long. Anyway, there's two bids on there that react very quickly to a, you know, if you're spraying brake clean or anything like that, it'll burn around the engine when it's running, and those bids will change if you hit the you know, the vacuum leak. And so I don't know if he was looking at a computer when he was doing that.
He was just spraying the brake clean on the very top.
Of the lucky to be hitting the repeater with all the buildings and trees and stuff around me.
That at all. Anyway, I guess I'll go on with you for that. There's no
luck, and you know, don't get hope you don't freeze out there. I'm just laughing because, you know, I've had to do that. You know, if your ox is in a ditch, you gotta fix it. Oh, me. But anyway, good luck, and it's good to talk to you, and hope to talk to you soon. By the way, I drive a 23 4Runner. You know, it's got the V6 in it. But anyway, but I've only got 13,000 miles on it, so. But anyway, 73 is KB4 CPA.
Hey, David, thanks for the message. I hope you have a good rest of your day. And I'll keep working like it's fixed out. Take care. We'll talk with you later. AC4FKB.
Point. Is that because he's talking to you, Dave, in 0TR?
How low can you go? I mean, I could probably start digging my way to China.
Good morning, old man. What are you up to today? I just been sitting there trying to register a new sewing machine Bernice got, not having much luck with it, but no Spreckensy Deutsch. It's a Pfaff sewing machine, but they're made in China now. Oh, well. Everything's a China product anymore.
Yes. It's kind of like Target, isn't it? You know? So, but anyway. Well, I'm here at the little recycle place on Stone Avenue right there at that East North and Stone, you know, where the fire department is, and I'm gonna drop off a few boxes here. It won't take me but a minute, but anyway, if you're still in there, I'll talk to you in a minute. KB4 CPA.
They can recycle your body while you're there. If it works, let me know. I'll be right down. See you in a little bit. 0TR.